Hello, welcome to This or That, the Would You Rather Comedy Podcast. I'm your host, Danielle. With me today, as always, are Joshua.
Ahoy, hoy.
And Chris.
Hello.
This year we're celebrating our, I'm not sure if it is it our third or our fourth annual This or That Halloween.
Woo-hoo! Pretty sure it's third.
Third, yeah. Woo! All right, scary episode coming at you. So this week's topic, would you rather be buried alive for 24 hours or have to live with 30 black cats for the entire month of October? Let's discuss.
If I am buried alive, am I in something?
You're in a coffin.
Great.
6 feet underground.
So I'm going to die then.
You're going to have, let's say you have enough air. There will be air. Something
will
provide
food and
you
water?
With air. And water.
But no food.
No food.
Wait,
it's just 24
hours. How many days? 24 hours.
24
so why,
hours.
Why do we even have water?
Because, you know, we'll give you like a half gallon of something.
Okay, and I'm going to not drink that because I don't want to pee in my coffin.
Well, who's to say you won't pee anyway?
I probably will.
Yeah, you're definitely going to pee.
You're definitely going to poop. And it's not going to be
I
good.
I might.
All right.
You think you can go an entire day without peeing?
No. I'm pretty sure I can't go like 4 hours without pooping, so... So I'm definitely peeing at least 18 times.
And you know, the poop. Okay. What other questions do you have?
These 30 black cats?
Yeah.
Do they like each other?
I mean, they're strangers to one another.
Do they like me?
They're strangers to you.
Are any of them familiars to witches?
I would say that likelihood is just as high as the likelihood of any cat being a familiar to a witch.
So, yes.
Inconclusive. All right.
Okay. Sorry, I just watched the trailer for the new Sabrina the Teenage Witch show.
Are you excited about that?
Kind of.
Oh, I heard it was pretty dark.
Yeah.
All right. Like that remake of Charmed. Witches are on vogue right now.
All right, so 30 cats, some of them might be familiars to witches. They might hate each other, they might love each other, they might hate me, they might love me.
Exactly, it's unpredictable.
And as cats are.
Yes, and let's assume that because Chris doesn't have any pets, but we do, Gigi and Fio will live with your sister for a month. Or we will find some other sort of arrangements for them to be cared for. So they will not be involved with this particular group of cats.
Another question then.
Sure.
When a bunch of rats get together and they form a bigger rat, it's called a rat king.
Yeah.
Is there
rat
such king. Thing as a cat king?
I am going to say that is also inconclusive. I'm going to say no, because a rat king isn't even a thing.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's a 30 Rock thing, Joshua.
I've never been to New York, but I am pretty sure I would meet a rat king if I went to sewers.
All right. What else you got for me? Chris, you're surprisingly quiet.
Yeah, I'm just having... Because here's the thing. I don't want to be buried alive for a day.
Okay.
But cats.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah, continue.
With the claw and my eyeball.
Lots of claws.
So many claws. And they're just going to poke my eyeball out.
Uh-huh. I mean,
one of them is definitely going to do it.
Okay.
Just law of averages.
Do these cats have to be alive at the end of a month?
Yes.
Ooh. Oh.
I can't just like lock a door in my house and be like, sorry, cats, y'all live in here now.
No, you wouldn't do that anyway. Don't even talk.
I'm asking for Chris's sake.
Yeah. I would totally do that.
No, you have to care for and feed these cats like you would with your own.
With my own cats?
Like we would. How's that? Like Joshua and Danielle would, because Chris has no soul.
Fair.
Can these cats be outdoor cats that never are never indoors?
No, they're living inside with you.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm leaning heavily towards just taking a really long nap in the ground. Do I know? I mean, I know somebody's coming back for me in 24 hours, right?
You've been told that someone is.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, wait. Who is the person that's doing the burying?
It's a stranger.
And it's that same stranger that's told you they're coming back in 24 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, that is fraught, Chris.
They seem really trustworthy, though.
Sure. I guess everyone seems
really trustworthy, and I mean, when you're naive like me.
You know, maybe,
everyone
maybe
seems really
someone,
trustworthy when you're not buried alive.
And you've provided his contact information to, you know, a family member in case anything happens.
Yeah, that was totally fake.
I mean, you know. He's totally gonna come back and get you, right?
Chris, you trust this guy? Or gal?
I mean, right now I do. You know, tell me at hour 14. Do I have a
watch? It'd take you that long to not trust him? For me, it'd be like shovel load of dirt too. Like,
yeah, I know, right?
Do I have a watch? Do I have a flashlight? Like, what do I have in the coffin?
You're dressed in street clothes. You don't have a cell phone.
Sure. I mean, it wouldn't work anyway, but fine.
Yeah, it wouldn't work anyway. Let's say that you have just like a standard wristwatch, but it doesn't have light of any kind.
Well, okay.
Okay.
A standard wristwatch.
I mean, okay. A lot of You don't have a watch then. Right. I mean, lots of standard wristwatches have either lights or glow in the dark. It's totally fine, but yeah, I mean, there's no light source, right?
Is there a light source in a coffin 6 feet underground?
I don't know. I've never been buried alive.
Well, right.
I don't know
that, but in the meantime,
maybe there's algae that glows.
Would you rather be buried 6 feet underwater, Chris?
Bioluminescent, you know, dirt.
No. No, it's just
how's that word of the day calendar treating you, Chris?
Yeah.
it's exemplary.
I'm just going to, I want to let you know after I was judging Joshua about the fact that Rat Kings don't exist. I looked up Rat Kings. And there is such a thing as a Rat King. And it's a collection of rats whose tails are intertwined and bound together by some sort of issue. Like either they're tangled together with like sticky substances like sap or gum, excuse me. This is according to the Wikipedia. The number of rats joined together varies from a few to as many as 32. Historically, the phenomenon is particularly associated with Germany, which produced many reported instances. Rat kings occur so rarely that they've sometimes been thought to be cryptids, but there are several well-attested modern occurrences. So there you
go.
And it can happen with forest mice and squirrels as well. So,
But a mouse king or a squirrel king does not sound nearly as frightening.
Doesn't sound as scary as a rat king, that's for sure.
I don't know, squirrel king... That'd freak me out.
No, that'd be scary because that thing would be like, it'd be real
but none
active.
But none of these things are what we're talking about right now.
Yeah,
and
no,
none of these things are cat kings, and we've determined we're not having a cat king.
No, we're not. But I just wanted to go back because I was like, there's no such thing, but there actually is. So I wanted to correct myself.
And I assume no hotel.
No. No, you're living there for 30 days.
Hey, I'm just crossing stuff off
the
list.
Just looking for loopholes. No.
I assume, I know.
It's gonna...
Yeah, I mean, I think it's get buried alive.
Interesting. Joshua?
I think it's live with cats.
I knew it.
I think your guys is toxoplasmosis. Has unduly affected you in this version of this or that. And I would like you to both try. Just try for a short minute to fight the parasites that have infected your brains. That makes you love cat urine and cats. When you try and answer the question that we are faced, which is, obviously, you get buried alive.
All right.
Like, Danielle, we just had we just did a different episode that had a very similar sort of choice, and you were like, I'm picking the one that's only 24 hours because it's shorter and it's only 24 hours. Okay. But now you're about to, probably, I assume, go the opposite way because why? Because you love cats? Because you think this is a good idea? Because you want all your eyeballs poked out?
Do I think either of these are a good idea? No, I would not have chosen them if they were. Joshua, what's your reasoning with 30 cats?
Well, you know, Chris makes a compelling case, so I want to take some time to think about it. So let me just take a drink of my cat urine.
Right.
And really contemplate this.
Let me groom myself with my own tongue and really give this some thought.
My reasoning is that cats are awesome. Everyone loves cats.
Oh my god, you know that's not true.
That's kind of my only reason. I don't have anything beyond I like cats.
Okay. Yeah, of course. Because that's what the parasites want you to say.
Okay, do I have to be the voice of reason here? Because I feel like that's not normally my job.
No, it really isn't your job. Normally, you are the fucking crazy one, and I feel like you're about to be again. Okay. But
we
go ahead, what do you think
of this show?
Yeah, we kind of do.
I'm the one with no soul. Josh, you're the quiet, logical one. Danielle, you're the weird one that always disagrees.
Okay, so cold, hard logic. Cats is awesome.
Awesomes. Okay, so this is my thinking, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, which I know you will tell me that I'm wrong. It's not the being buried alive for 24 hours that concerns me. I'm going to poop on myself. I'm going to pee my pants. That's going to suck. I will be scared while I'm down there, but after 24 hours, I would be fine. It's the possibility that someone could possibly not retrieve me. And that's always going to be in my head, that someone's not going to come get me. And I'm going to be stuck down there until I'm dead. So that is a type of fear that I don't really want to subject myself to. We were talking about this as a potential topic earlier, and I brought up the movie the book Gerald's Game, which is a Stephen King book from about 20, 25 years ago. And if anyone hasn't read it, the whole issue with that is the wife and the husband are playing a sex game. The woman is handcuffed to her bedpost, and her husband dies of a heart attack. While she's still handcuffed to the bedpost. So then she has to try to figure out how to fucking get out of this. What if the dude that was supposed to come get you dies? What if something tragic happens? What if he just forgets? What if he decides to just not come get you because he's a crazy person? I'm not willing to take that risk.
I'm more thinking along the lines of, okay, it's hour four. You pee yourself. Fine. Yeah. Whatever. It's then hour six and you shit yourself. It's then hour eight and the smell is just unbearable in that box because of all of the collected piss and shit. And so then you vomit on yourself.
All
and then you're
the
spending
fluids.
Time trying to, like, in this narrow space, trying to push all of that down to your feet just to get it away from your face as much as possible.
But it doesn't matter because it's all enclosed.
Yeah, this is... No, the cats. It's got to be the cats.
See, that's funny because I really think the opposite, which is... It's hour four, you pee yourself. It's hour, what'd you say, six, and you shit yourself. You're getting... There's there's enough air for you, which means air must be circulating. And even if it, like, I understand the smell's not going to be great, but I think you'll get used to it at least somewhat. And compare that to the smell of your home where you have 30 cats. Just running around. You think you're going to have enough litter boxes for 30 cats? You think you're going to have, like, good bathroom and, like, hygiene? You think, you know, you're going to be able to clean up effectively after 30 cats? Like, you still have to go to work in these 30 days. You still have to, like, do life things. And I don't know. I mean, you guys have a bigger house than I do, but 30 cats in my, like, 1,100 square foot condo? That's going to be, like, a lot of cats. They're going to fucking shit every... Like, the cat to square foot ratio is not going to be a comfortable ratio. And they're going to fucking shit and piss everywhere. And cat urine smells a hell of a lot worse than my urine. Just period. Yeah. So I'm sticking with being buried alive. I understand that the parasites you're infected with won't let you pick that one, and I'm sorry that we've already lost you, you know? It's sad, really.
I think it's adorable that you don't think we have the ability to make this choice consciously. Like, that we could just prefer 30 cats to pooping our pants.
Yeah, no, I really don't think you can. I don't think so.
The other thing I think about is, Chris, have you seen any of the Jackass movies?
Oh, God.
Possibly?
Well, I haven't, but an old coworker of ours once sent me a video of a clip because he thought it was hilarious. And it was this man who they put his head in basically an airtight fishbowl. And then they attached a hose to it with a funnel on the other end. And they got this giant, giant man to just start farting in it. And by the end of the clip, the guy in the fishbowl was, like, drowning in his own vomit because of this fat guy's fart smells coming into the helmet. And that is just what I think of.
Yeah, there's not much fart volume. Mask. There's not much volume outside of your own body in that coffin. So, I mean, you're also, one of the things you're also not taking into consideration outside of the fact that you're, you know, pooping and peeing on yourself is the fact that you can't really move. Like, it's going to get so uncomfortable just being in that one position, plus the feeling of all of that moisture on your skin and the itchiness and the smell and...
Oh, this sounds awful.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
it's
just you know what else sounds
gross.
Awful? Fucking 30 cats living with them and their piss and their shit.
Yeah, it's going to be exhausting.
And their vomit and their food and their mess. And their hair covering everything all the time.
Their hair was everywhere.
It's screaming infidelity. So yes. I'm thinking we've got one big empty room. It's just going to become like all litter boxes, just like 15 to 20 litter boxes.
I'm sorry, 15 to 20?
Yeah, maybe 30 litter boxes.
No. Jackson Galaxy says 2 boxes per cat.
Yeah.
Oh my Christ, Jackson Galaxy. Okay, so we're going to have to buy... About 300 litter boxes.
There is no way you are going to have enough. You are not going to be able to effectively manage the mess that these cats create. You will be living in cat shit.
Yeah, we're just going to try to contain it into like a smaller area. You know, it's just going to have to happen. They're going to just be rolling all over each other all the time.
I'm trying to respect your choice, but from just just a logical standpoint, you're sitting and talking about how terrible the smell is going to be in your coffin for 24 hours, but you're just like super gung-ho because you love cats about your cat piss and cat shit, like horrible squalor of a home that is going to be fucking decimated. You're going to have cats in your fucking walls. Like, they're definitely going to have sex with each other.
We don't have to worry about that because we don't have any walls.
You're going to be a fucking cat hoarder. You're going to be on an episode of Pet Hoarders, and it's going to be sad, and somebody's going to find, like, a dead fetal cat underneath a box somewhere that you never knew about. Yeah. Yeah. It is sad. People who have more pets than they can handle is sad. You are volunteering for a sad thing because you say you love cats so much that you want to have so many you can't clean up after them.
Yeah, that sounds all good to me.
Okay, yep, yeah. Okay, great. I'm on board with that.
I guess I'm outvoted then.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. That dude's totally going to forget to come get you, but that's fine. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we talked about being buried alive or having a whole bunch of cats. Which would you choose? If you have a great idea for a topic, email us at tiertpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at tiertpodcast. And don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends. Do us a favor and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.